And it's time once again for your comments. David Stokum of Las Cruces, New Mexico, said this week's story about Key West, Florida was well reported, with one exception in his view. He writes, "The choice to lead the story with a college student deriding Daytona Beach as gay was unfortunate. NPR's use of that soundbite was extremely disrespectful," he writes. "Would you have used a soundbite of a college student calling Daytona Jewish or black?" The reporter on that story, Ari Shapiro, responds that, well, yes, he would, if that was the story. He says, quote, "I'm sorry you were offended. The purpose of my story was to show how the historically all-inclusive island of Key West is succumbing to an onslaught of people who are far less open to the island's tradition of diversity." I think, Ari writes, that nothing shows that more clearly than the offhanded way in which Tabitha Myers used the word gay to describe something she didn't like. On another matter, Helen Pope, a law student at the Tulane Environmental Law Clinic, writes, "Your story about Cameron Parish, Louisiana, welcoming liquid natural gas terminals does not reflect the complete story. It gave the impression that, once again, those enlightened New Englanders are the only ones on the side of the environment and the liquid natural gas fight." Pope says that we missed something in our story. Last week, a number of environmental groups in Louisiana filed a lawsuit to prevent one kind of liquefied natural gas technology from being used in the Gulf of Mexico. It's called open loop and is said to be far more damaging to fish. Those who filed the suit say it is the first of its kind in the nation, and the listener adds, for once, maybe Louisiana is paying attention and acting first. Pepe Mozani of Virginia Beach, Virginia, writes us to say it's been a very long time since an NPR piece literally stopped me in my tracks. She refers to last week's story on the growth of the Pentecostal movement in Latin America. "I was dismayed and offended," she writes, "by the use of the term high energy performance tactics in referring to the worship of the Pentecostal Protestant churches, which contrasted to Catholic worship." She continues to state that one's worship of one's God as a performance or tactics is an affront. On another report, J. Curtis Kovach of Sun City, Arizona, writes, "In your story on the new SAT test, your reader said, quote, 107 lucky students received a perfect score. Lucky? How about exceptional, intelligent, diligent, and hardworking?" And Ketzel Levine inspired many of you with her story about the dogwoods of spring. She asked if those beautiful trees had a voice, what kind of song might they sing? And to that, listener Elizabeth Bachman writes, "I'm an opera director working in Baltimore this month. Last week," she says, "every flowering tree burst into bloom overnight, and the song that haunts me is Mimi's Act One aria from Puccini's La Bohème." Mimi is talking about living alone in her little white room at the top of the house, where she can look out over the roofs of Paris, and she sings, "When the thaw comes, the first sun is mine. The first kiss of April is mine." Your words are always music to our ears. Write to us at morning@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.